Track 142. EGE Practice Test 2. Page 139. Listening. Task 3. Now we are ready to start.
Задание 3.9. Вы услышите интервью. В заданиях 3.9 запишите в поле ответа цифру 1, 2 или 3, соответствующую выбранному вами варианту ответа. Вы услышите запись дважды. У вас есть 50 секунд, чтобы ознакомиться с заданиями.
Now we are ready to start.
Hi and welcome to the program. With us today is motivational speaker Tyler Cross. Thanks for coming, Tyler.
Thanks for having me, Angie.
We all have moments in life when we've got so many things to do and we just don't feel like doing anything. What can we do to change that?
Well, life can be a bit dull at times, even for me. I give talks on getting and staying motivated, and honestly, there are times when I actually don't feel motivated to do it. But one of the best ways to snap out of it, as they say, is to get up and get going.
So you just jump out of bed and get busy?
Yes, here's my daily routine, which I share with people because I find it really works for me. I get up, go to the kitchen, and start the coffee machine. While it's brewing, I do some stretching and a bit of a workout to get the heart rate going. A little running in place, nothing too strenuous. After that, I often find that I don't even need the coffee to wake up.
That sounds fairly simple. But how can you get motivated to do even that? What if that's a struggle?
You can't let yourself say no, at least not during the week. In fact, I'd say the only day you don't have to do that routine is Sunday, to give yourself one day of complete rest. Of course, you don't have to take a one-day break if you don't want to. It can be an everyday thing.
Right. So the thing is to not give yourself the choice to avoid exercise. Be strict about it, right?
Exactly. You'll feel very positive afterwards, and that becomes the building block for getting your daily tasks done. The next thing I do is make a to-do list for daily chores. This helps you to stay organized, and it also gives you goals to accomplish during the day. Nothing is too unimportant to write down, from buying a new car, if that's what you need, to doing the grocery shopping, doing the washing up, or walking the dog.
What if, at the end of the day, you don't finish everything? Aren't you going to be disappointed?
That depends. But here's the thing. Those one or two things you didn't get done one day can become goals for the next day's list. However, with practice, you'll find that it's a good idea to get everything done, and that it's not really that difficult either.
Is motivational speaking your only job?
No, actually. I also work as a counsellor, and I've helped people who've had serious problems in their lives to get their lives back on track. After getting experience helping so many people who are much worse off than you or I decided to become a motivational speaker. I hope to inspire people to get their own lives together and to be proud of themselves.
It's great work that you do, Tyler. I must say that after attending one of your talks, I really felt motivated to get busy with my own life.
I'm glad to hear that. It takes a bit of getting used to, and some people fail at it the first time round, but never give up. Eventually, routine always becomes the habit you don't want to break.
You have 15 seconds to complete the task. Now you will hear the text again.
Hi and welcome to the program. With us today is motivational speaker Tyler Cross. Thanks for coming, Tyler.
Thanks for having me, Angie.
We all have moments in life when we've got so many things to do and we just don't feel like doing anything. What can we do to change that?
Well, life can be a bit dull at times, even for me. I give talks on getting and staying motivated, and honestly, there are times when I actually don't feel motivated to do it. But one of the best ways to snap out of it, as they say, is to get up and get going.
So you just jump out of bed and get busy?
Yes, here's my daily routine, which I share with people because I find it really works for me. I get up, go to the kitchen and start the coffee machine. While it's brewing, I do some stretching and a bit of a workout to get the heart rate going. A little running in place, nothing too strenuous. After that, I often find that I don't even need the coffee to wake up.
Well, that sounds fairly simple. But how can you get motivated to do even that? What if that's a struggle?
You can't let yourself say no, at least not during the week. In fact, I'd say the only day you don't have to do that routine is Sunday, to give yourself one day of complete rest. Of course, you don't have to take a one-day break if you don't want to. It can be an everyday thing.
Right. So the thing is to not give yourself the choice to avoid exercise. Be strict about it, right?
Exactly. You'll feel very positive afterwards, and that becomes the building block for getting your daily tasks done. The next thing I do is make a to-do list for daily chores. This helps you to stay organized, and it also gives you goals to accomplish during the day. Nothing is too unimportant to write down, from buying a new car, if that's what you need, to doing the grocery shopping, doing the washing up, or walking the dog.
What if, at the end of the day, you don't finish everything? Aren't you going to be disappointed?
That depends. But here's the thing. Those one or two things you didn't get done one day can become goals for the next day's list. However, with practice, you'll find that it's a good idea to get everything done, and that it's not really that difficult either.
Is motivational speaking your only job?
No, actually. I also work as a counsellor, and I've helped people who've had serious problems in their lives to get their lives back on track. After getting experience helping so many people who are much worse off than you or I decided to become a motivational speaker. I hope to inspire people to get their own lives together and to be proud of themselves.
It's great work that you do, Tyler. I must say that after attending one of your talks, I really felt motivated to get busy with my own life.
I'm glad to hear that. It takes a bit of getting used to, and some people fail at it the first time round, but never give up. Eventually, routine always becomes the habit you don't want to break.
This is the end of the task. You now have 15 seconds to check your answers.